From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Anthony Vosick with your headlines for Tuesday, August 11th.
Coming up, Oroville police are asking for information after a man was found fatally shot in Bedrock Park over the weekend.
Also, no one has filed to run for 18 local offices in Butte County, so the deadline is now being extended.
And Butte County supervisors are taking up a plan today to address decades of flooding in Palermo.
First, Oroville police are asking for information about a man found in a park who died from gunshot wounds over the weekend. The man was identified in a news release yesterday as 31-year-old Joshua Griffiths of Oroville. Emergency responders found Griffiths suffering from multiple gunshot wounds on a staircase at Bedrock Park. He died after arriving at the hospital. The news release does not mention any suspects or cause. The department is asking for anyone with information to reach out.
Oroville Hospital and its parent company, Oro Health, are suing a limited liability corporation owned by its former chief executive officer. The lawsuit alleges that Dove's Landing LLC, owned by ex-CEO Robert Wentz, leased a property back to the hospital after convincing trustees to invest $7 million to renovate the building. According to reporting by Action News Now, the medical center says it also paid more than $700,000 in excess rent under the lease agreement. The plaintiffs are suing for ownership of the property and to be reimbursed for the inflated rent.
Flooding in Palermo is up for discussion at today's Butte County Board of Supervisors meeting. Staff will present the Palermo Master Drainage Plan and will ask supervisors for directions on next steps for the project. It's been in the works for over 2 years. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, the plan lays out 7 different alternatives for leadership to consider.
All of the plans seek to minimize the impacts of flooding in the small community, which has struggled with the issue for decades. The alternative that staff thinks is the best option would include improvements to the Palermo tributary, including channel maintenance and expansion. It would cost roughly $12 million.
Costs could range between $5 million and $20 million. The staff report says it will be paid for with grants and other funding sources.
The deadline to file for several local offices in Butte County has been extended. This comes as Registrar of Voters Keaton Denley says no candidates have filed for 18 elected positions across the county. Most are for seats on local school boards and parks and recreation districts. The filing deadline has been extended to this Wednesday at 5 p.m. for non-incumbent candidates.
The Butte County District Attorney is inviting those affected by the park fire to submit victim impact statements. They will be presented to the court at Ronnie Stout's sentencing in October. Residents in Butte, Tehama, and Shasta counties who suffered damage, trauma, or who were evacuated may submit statements. Stout was convicted of starting the fire last month. He's facing a 25-year-to-life sentence. The 2024 park fire burned more than 400,000 acres and destroyed more than 700 structures. Submission details can be found on the County of Butte Facebook page.
Lastly, a new cancer center in Chico is bringing much-needed treatment services to area patients. After years of planning and construction, the Gonzales Comprehensive Cancer Center held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. According to Enlo Health, the 100,000-square-foot facility in Merriam Park will include its own pharmacy, labs, and 6 cancer departments providing comprehensive treatment services. The facility is scheduled to open this fall.
Lastly, it's a sad time for tens of thousands of fans of the internet-famous eagle couple Jackie and Shadow, whose nest is high up in a pine tree in Big Bear, California. Jackie died early Monday morning. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The female bald eagle had been in and out of intensive care at the Ojai Raptor Center for 3 weeks. The center had been treating her for severe anemia, but could not find a cause. Ursula Denai, who lives in Los Angeles, has been following the Big Bear Eagles since 2020.
Yeah, this is a very personal thing. I feel like my old pet has passed, or a family member or a friend. It is consuming grief.
Thousands of others have shared their own sorrows on social media. Jackie was found on the ground and rescued in July after a fight with two younger eagles. She leaves behind her partner Shadow and two chicks, Sandy and Luna. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, August 11th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Anthony Vosick. Have a great day.